This week on The Bottom Line, I find a Kraken, I learn how to drive a boat, and the girls are partying behind me. And this is The Bottom Line. By the way, what's this decreasing bearing, or decreasing range, decreasing... Damn it. That's a Kraken. I've seen Krakens before. I know what they look like. Hey, everybody, I'm Doug, and this is...
Not Christy.
Welcome to The Bottom Line. That's actually Alex. Christy's home this week. We're out on charter. We are in Hawks Channel. I swear that's a Kraken. So we're going to do the show from the wheelhouse. I'm actually going to show you what our wheelhouse looks like and what all this equipment does. Frankly, I don't even know what it does, so it'll be a good learning experience for me. That's the VHF radio. So... let's get through our sponsors. I've got Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rags Crew Apparel. Marine Data Solutions, I've got 99 problems on board.
And the internet's not one of them.
And Salty Rags Crew... What are you doing?
Looking up Krakens.
No, rule five, dude. Rule five.
All right.
And Salty Rags Crew Apparel. Don't forget, he does extortion, blackmail. He does murder, but he does not bear... Okay, apparently Dave does not do murder, extortion, and blackmail. He is a fine provider of yacht uniforms and crew bedding, and actually all bedding, so check him out. All right, let's jump into yacht industry news. Working. Okay, I knew you guys just heard the yacht industry news. Georgia, you're going to have to do that again, because I want to show everybody the bridge. So this is Renaissance's bridge. We have all the latest equipment. We are underway. Alex actually has the con because I'm filming the show. So he's kind of keeping an eye out. Now, let me just go through things quickly for everybody. First of all, we have our closed circuit TV, and that cycles through various areas of the boat. We're always watching the engine room. Okay, we have a Furuno 3D navnet, and right now it's set for a chart plotter. We have Caterpillar diesels, and we're running at 1,300 RPM because we're only in 9 feet of water, okay? Right now, true wind is 22 knots, and on this trip for a couple hours now, we've seen 31. It's kind of sporty out there. There's 10-footers on the outside of the reef, and right now, we're in about 2. Our autopilot, you're going to notice that the throttles are like this, but that's because we have them synced. Now we go over here to our NobleTech. And that is our primary navigation. And then we have another Furuno navnet to port, and that is set on our radar. I always like to shoot at about 3 miles. Now, a couple other things. Alex has got the con, so he's looking straight ahead. We've got radar, we've got AIS, and we've got chart plotter, and we've got all this other stuff going on at the same time. But these things are very important, okay? You got to pick these up, and you got to look out every once in a while because maybe there isn't an AIS target or something like that. Now, a little trick that I do is nobody can touch my binoculars, and I'm going to tell you why, because I have to wear glasses. My binoculars are tuned in to my eyes, so I can pick them up, and I see without having to adjust. It's a little tip. If you're looking for something, if you have to spend 5 minutes zooming the binoculars into focus, it's kind of a waste of time. A couple other things we have here. Take a look at this. This is our stabilization system. Those little fins moving back and forth keep the boat level, and that's our fire detection system. So that's pretty much the bridge. There's one more thing I want to show you. I actually put the generator controls up on the bridge. I would never start the generator from up here, but I can monitor the oil and water temp and all this other stuff, see what's going on down there. Another very important thing on the bridge is your log. A lot of people put this log up and you're like, oh, look, the stars are out tonight. Not me. My log. I got the time. Who did this? The course over ground, speed over ground, RPMs, fuel burn, wind direction, wind speed, sea state, geographical location. Now, if we're offshore, you're going to see latitude and longitude. But frankly, when I run coastal, it's going to say something like 1.5 miles east of Golden Beach. Why do I do that? Because I've got electronics backing up my lat and long every second that we're underway. But if something happens or if I see something or I need to call somebody else, I could just say 1.5 miles east of Gold Beach and everyone's going to know where I'm at. If I read out the lat and long, everybody in every little center console is going, huh, what? So anyway, That's the way I do it. Everybody does it differently. So anyway, that's the bridge. Okay, yacht industry news. We got a couple of sad things going on this week. In the Gulf Stream, crossing over from Bimini to, they were trying to get somewhere in Southeast Florida.
Dozens of migrants missing at sea.
Four more bodies have been found, and the Coast Guard is about to call off the search.
A 25-footer went out, and it was actually in gale force conditions. There were 40 people on board, and only one survived. Four bodies have been picked up, but the rest are still missing. They're out in the Gulf Stream somewhere. It's ludicrous to have 40 people on a 25-foot boat crossing the Gulf Stream at that in those weather conditions. Or actually having 40 people on any 25-foot boat is ridiculous. So our thoughts and prayers go out to those families. They were just trying to come here and start a new life. Why am I telling you guys this? Keep your eyes out in the Gulf Stream, unfortunately. Okay, next. Over 3,500 boats use the Florida lock system to cross from the east coast of Florida to the west coast of Florida, and that goes through Lake Okeechobee. I've done it several times. It's pretty cool if you like to see cows and sort. Anyway, why am I telling you this? Because they're closing it. The damn dam's broke. All right, God damn it. So the Port St. Lucie lock, which is connected to the dam, they are closing it for 3 months, and it's already closed right now, starting about 2 weeks ago. So you will not be able to transit from the east coast to the west coast. All right? It's the damn thing's messed up. You're going to have to go all the way around. It actually saves 165 miles. Actually, Renaissance has been through the lock system several times. Here's some pictures, coming in and going out of locks. I understand why these locks need to be shut down. Matter of fact, 2 years ago, we were halfway through, and one of the gates literally was broken, and we had to squeeze through. Take a look at these pictures. We actually had to deflate the fenders. We had inches. If we didn't, we'd have to go all the way around. So if you're planning on crossing, you ain't getting through there. It's, God damn it. All right, next. Here's a wild one. So there was a cruise ship with like 800 passengers on board, and they were pulling into Miami, but Miami law enforcement has a warrant out for the arrest.
A judge issued an arrest warrant for the Crystal Symphony.
So the captain of the cruise ship turned the boat and went to Bimini. Then he put everybody, all the passengers, in a ferry and brought them back to Miami. They reported that that was not a fun trip getting back across. Now, why did they do this? Because the company, the boat was called Crystal Symphony, and the company is Crystal Cruises. They have another cruise ship. They have a couple river boats. They owe over $4.6 million in fuel. And the Crystal Symphony itself owes $1.2 million. I don't get it. Every time we fuel the boat up, the guy's like, can I get a check, like, now?
It's my money, and I need it now!
All right, I could never imagine owing $4.6 million worth of fuel. So anyway, so there's a cruise ship out there hiding out. That's pretty cool. Bottom feeders. Dun, 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 dun. All right, we have a couple of bottom feeders that we're going to give shout-outs to. The first one is Sherry from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I can tell you right now, Sherry is my number one fan. She comments all the time. She's texted and emailed me. And she's like, I love the show. I love the show. I went to a cocktail party once. And before I knew it, she was like, I love your show. I just binge watched you. Now, I've never been binge watched before. I'm like, really? Every single episode? She goes, I started at the top and I went all the way to the end. So big shout out to Sherry. Okay, another shout out we have is to Katie. She's also from Fort Lauderdale. She is another huge fan of the show. She works in the hotel industry, and you guys probably know her old place, which was River Bend Hotel, or Riverside Hotel. Anyway, she sees all the boats going by all the time, and she'll text me and she's like, let me know if you're going by. So I used to honk the horn as I went by. So another big shout out to Katie. All right, next. Crew Corner. Let's not forget, Crew Corner is brought to you by Crew Haven. Crew Haven has all these really super cool houses next to Lauderdale Marine Center. So if you're ever in a refit and need a place to stay, give them a call. By the way, they'll pick you up in a Rolls Royce, gold Rolls Royce. They have... Okay, apparently Crew Haven will not pick you up in a Rolls Royce, and they think clowns are scary. So, okay. All right, but listen, they have really clean houses. And they have falling iguanas, and they have high-speed internet. So check them out at their website. Is Crew Haven 1501. Never forget, go check out Crew Haven to get rested like the guest did. I'm going to show you how to take a 116-foot motor yacht off the dock. You remember last week, I'm very much into like Rule 5 and doing things the right way.
Not now.
So, I'm very straight ahead when it comes to doing everything correctly and just making sure. What?
Constant bearing decreasing.
What's that even mean? Okay, listen. Check this out. The video. We're taking the boat off the dock. Renaissance is 116 feet long. It's 253 tons. We're going to be showing you how to take it off the dock. I've got a stern wind. We're starboard side two to assist the boat. We're going to be shifting the rudder all the way over to kind of give it a parallel departure. Okay, we take the engines off warm, so now these are live. Test the bow thruster. Then you make sure the crew's ready. Crew is ready. Okay. Common mistake is everybody's like, oh, bow to stern, stern to bow. That's not good training. Good training is having the crew standing by their lines in case anything comes up. I'll explain that in a later video, but here we go. Okay, let's take in the spring lines. So because there's no current and the wind is pushing, I'm taking in both springs, but I don't want the bow to kind of drift off. So the bow line will come off after the springs and then the stern line, and then I will thrust over. Now, it is a little gusty, so you just gotta kind of watch it. Okay, then we're going to do the bow line and then the stern. The reason I do the bow and then the stern is the bow will kind of mount the dock first, but I can keep it in check with the bow thruster and give them enough time to go down to the stern. I don't know if you can tell, but the boat is actually starting to move with the wind, so I'm just going to blip it in reverse. I want to hold position until the lines are off. Why is that? So the fenders stay in place. Okay, all clear. So what we're gonna do is I got starboard rudder. I'm gonna start port thrusting and oppose the engines. While I'm doing that, I'm gonna look at that palm tree and keep us completely in check, no forward way. Just flip the engines and you'll see that I'm going straight off the dock. Okay, the wind's pushing, that's why I'm going my port engine in and out. I'm just checking the wind. And you can see we are going completely parallel off the dock. That's the way to do it. For the stern wind, that stern wind will kick my stern over, so I'm going to leave right rudder on. Don't drive through the harbor with your fenders up. Fenders up, please. Fenders up. Okay, so now I'm mid-channel in Ocean Reef. I'm going to shift my rudder to about 10 port. Starboard engine forward. You'll see the boat immediately turns. Port engine forward. And now midships. Everybody bitches and complains about not using the bow thruster when you're moving, but the fact of the matter is the rudders are useless until I get up to about 2 or 3 knots. So, you don't pay by the thrust. So if you need it, feel free to use the bow thruster. Once the boat hits the 3-knot mark, then the rudders become a lot more responsive. Okay, and that's how you get a 116-foot boat off the dock. Okay, that's it for the bottom line this week. Chris will be back next week. We love you guys. You see that contact over there? Jesus Christ. Okay, we love you guys. We'll see you next week. I'll do the thing. Peace out. Well, the lock, we had this much space on the locks.